This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday to you. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Hop on into the conversation with us this morning, 850-437-1620. I want to go ahead and welcome Dr. Amy Reed. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to have you back.
I know. It's been like, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks.
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
I'm super excited. We're going to talk a couple things. Just raising awareness this month for a few things and causes that we need to continue to talk about, not only this month, but throughout the entire year. And of course, we have our friend John Wagner hiding over there.
Good morning.
Good morning with Community Insurance Partners, partnering together with VIP Care to bring you better health care and coverage. So let's go ahead and get started with VIP Care. Just reminding our listeners what you are about and why you are set apart from other healthcare providers.
Okay, so VIP Care is about providing a higher level of healthcare for our patients, because until recently, or even with American healthcare model, the way it's set up is it focuses on sick care. You don't go to the doctor until you're sick, and you only have one preventative medicine appointment per year. At VIP Care, we provide that very comprehensive medical care for the patient that's 65 and up. And we want to see our patients a minimum of 4 times a year, even if they are well. So that's a lot different than traditional private practices, or even the big group practices where they'll see you once a year and like, yeah, just call us if you're sick.
See you later.
Yep. Good luck to you.
Exactly. Nice knowing you. Or they don't remember your name.
Right.
Mine is, my favorite is, you know, I'm Jenna, but mine's with a G.
So they call you Gemma?
Oh, man, they call me, you name it, I can't say it, even on air, and they've called me it. It's bizarre. Oh. I don't know. But you know what? Whatever. But that's my favorite part, is if you go to a doctor for like a year and a half and they still don't know you.
Still don't know you.
Yeah.
John, do you ever get that with John?
Every once in a while, yes, I do.
Yeah. Are you Joan? Okay, yeah. So John, go ahead. I'm going to have you hop on in and just explain Community Insurance Partners and your partnership with VIP Care.
Absolutely. Thank you. So, yeah, at Community Insurance Partners, we work with people who have Medicare, and that kind of has a broader stroke brush than what most people think. It's not just people who are turning 65. There's other ways that you can get Medicare as well, through disability. If you've been on Social Security disability benefits for 24 months, you get eligible for Medicare. There's also some clinical conditions, some diagnoses that would make you eligible for Medicare as well. So we help people who have Medicare. We help those who are their caregivers, because there's a lot of decisions that have to be made. It's very confusing. So we have been doing that for about 12 years now. We've got about 10,000 people that we've helped over the years. Very blessed to have had that opportunity. And then a couple years ago, we connected with VIP Care. And the guy who owns Community Insurance Partners, Jason Jones, and I both worked for a company that had kind of a similar model. It was on the carrier side, but it was more focused on health care versus sick care. And so there was a natural kind of fit with us and with VIP Care. One of the things Dr. Reed mentioned earlier was that, you know, seeing patients 4 times a year, really love that aspect of it, because as a patient going to see a primary care physician, especially when you're a senior, I think the average face time with the primary care physician nationally is about 6 minutes face-to-face with a primary care doc. I don't believe that's anywhere even remotely close to what it is at VIP Care. I think you guys have, what, 45-minute to hour-long appointment slots? Is that right?
So the new patient appointments, minimum of an hour.
A minimum of an hour for first patient.
Follow-up visits are 30 to 40 minutes.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that connected us to them, is it's that different model of really wanting, because as you spend 80% of your healthcare dollars in the last 6 months of life. With their model, focusing on preventative care and getting to know that patient, you can get more out of Medicare, more out of life. And that's what we do. We partner with them to help people with those decisions.
Excellent. More out of life. I like it. More life. Let's live. Let's do it.
Better quality of life. That's right. That's quality. What we're focused on.
I feel like we should all do that and start younger so we can enjoy it as we get older.
Absolutely.
And that's really like, too, is VIP care isn't there to just like treat your ailments, although, yes, they are there to do that, but also to kind of find out your medical history, your family history, which kind of leads us into a couple of things we want to talk about today, the month of October, which I just like feel like I blinked and it's already the 25th.
It's like less than 7 days until it's over.
Until it's over, till the big day. I call it the big day because it's Halloween. And once that hits, that means that it's now Christmas.
Absolutely.
Pretty much.
It's going to be here before you know it.
Pretty much. But we are focusing on breast cancer awareness and women's health this month. So Dr. Amy Reed, would you like to give a couple of tips or guidance or just some things to help women and men also when it comes to talking about breast cancer and identifying it?
Yeah. So when it comes to breast cancer, there's a few symptoms that you have to be aware of and looking out for. I always tell my patients it can vary from lumps, bumps, pain, overlying skin changes, nipple discharge or retraction, or even lumps above the clavicle or in the armpit. And if you're noticing some or all of those symptoms, you need to see your doctor ASAP. But the biggest thing is prevention, and that's with mammograms. And we start at age either 40 or 50. It depends on which school of like American College of Radiology's guidelines that you're going by, or the United States Cancer Foundation. It's USPFT, United States Task Force Prevention Team. They say start at age 50. So it really, so let me kind of break that down. The American College of Radiology wants you to start at age 40 and go every single year for mammograms, screening mammograms. And the USPFT wants you to go starting at age 50 and you can go every 1 to 2 years. So of course that's going to be tailored to the person based on risk factors, family history, that kind of thing. But again, this is why you want to get into your doctor's office to have those conversations.
Okay, very good. Those preventative measures. Mm-hmm. And I think like one of the number one questions that people ask and have been, are those preventative measures usually like taken care of and falling under insurance coverage?
So on the Medicare side, yes, Medicare covers an extensive list of preventative measures, mammograms being one. One of the good things about the Medicare Advantage plans is that contractually, regardless of who the carrier is, they have to cover everything that Medicare covers. Mm-hmm. They may cover it in a different way, but they are covered. They cannot deny something that Medicare covers as non-covered. So all the preventative exams almost always are covered by the different Medicare Advantage plans. Generally speaking, I don't know every single benefit for every single carrier nationwide, but most of the plans cover all the preventative stuff with a $0 copay.
Mm-hmm. So is that then a common myth? Like people are like, oh, I can't go to the doctor and I can't do this because they don't know what's covered?
It happens. Mm-hmm. I'd say what happens is just a lack of education or understanding. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, someone who's in real estate understands, you know, buy-sell agreements and foreclosures and down payments and private mortgage insurance, and pharmacists understand dosages and frequencies and those things. On the insurance side, people who work insurance understand that, but people who are not in the industry don't understand it. So a lot of times you'll have a beneficiary, a Medicare patient who shows up and they're told, oh, well, you've got a Medicare Advantage plan now, you lost your Medicare. And that is not a true statement. You actually have to have Medicare Part A and B in order to be able to get a Medicare Advantage plan. If you lost your Medicare A and or B, you couldn't have a Medicare Advantage plan. So we see that a lot where, you know, you're sitting there talking with someone and you find a great plan for them that covers all their medications, has their physicians in the network, and offers some really, really rich benefits, some additional things that Medicare doesn't cover. And then someone tells them unknowingly, oh, well, you've lost coverage and you need to get off that plan, just because they don't understand. So it's always very important to talk with someone local like us here at Community Insurance Partners to help make sure you got the plan that best fits your needs for that particular calendar year.
And don't be afraid to ask questions. Because that helps a lot. And you're right. It's a lack of education, that keeps people from getting what they actually need and deserve. Mm-hmm. So we want to change that. So we're kind of wrapping up Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're talking about all things health, better health care with Community Insurance Partners and VIP Care. Dr. Amy Reed is here with VIP Care and John Wagner with Community Insurance Partners. If you have a question, hop on into the conversation, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I was just looking, Dr. Reed. Mm-hmm. Let me hold up my laptop so you can see all the different things that are celebrated and raised awareness about in October.
I know.
I'm like, this is a lot. This is overwhelming. Like, we really just kind of focus on breast cancer awareness, right? Mm-hmm. And women's health. But there's a lot of things. Mm-hmm. There is Down Syndrome Awareness Month and Dyslexia Awareness Month, Emotional Intelligence, Eat Better, Eat Together Awareness Month.
I think it's Dementia and Alzheimer's as
Dementia
well.
Dementia and Alzheimer's, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Long-term care planning, all of the things this month. So what should we focus on next? Should we like spin and then just see what happens?
Sure. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Alzheimer's a little bit too, because I know that's something that we talked about before the show. And really when it comes to care for it, or possibly a family member who has a history in their family of Alzheimer's, what should they do?
Mm. So in terms of Alzheimer's, I always get the question of like, well, what do I need to do to prevent it? And a vast majority of Alzheimer's disease is vascular in nature. And what I mean by that is diseases that attack the vessels in the brain. So mm-hmm. think high blood pressure, diabetes. If you're getting those under control, then it can lead to like a lesser disease burden or prevention. But then also what you're eating and what you're doing lifestyle-wise, that can decrease your chances of developing Alzheimer's. And what I mean by that is, so diet, exercise, and weight loss are maintaining a normal weight. And there's been a lot of studies showing that the diet that you choose is going to lead to a reduction in Alzheimer's dementia development down the road. So the two that I recommend are the DASH diet, so dietary approaches to stop hypertension, and also the Mediterranean diet. And if you combine the two, you get something called the MIND diet. And that was actually studied by Rush University out of Chicago. And again, it just shows a decrease in the disease development later on in life.
Okay, can you kind of give maybe just some items and food items and things that people can kind of look for in the produce or in just any aisle in the grocery store?
Yeah, so it's eating more fruits and veg and staying away from red meats and getting more of your protein from plant-based sources.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So really starting to... So remember like when we were kids, y'all, and they told us about like the pyramid and you had to eat in that... Was it the pyramid?
Yeah,
the food pyramid. Yeah. And it was like... The fishies and the fruits weren't so much. Mm-hmm. They weren't so much, right?
Yeah.
Now it's different. We're hearing more plant-based, right?
More plant-based. So unfortunately with the food pyramid, that's been replaced and now it's the My Healthy Plate. So if you go to the USDA, which is the United States Dietary Association, and you look at your food plate, it's mostly fruits, veg, your lean proteins, and then healthy carbs, and then a dairy product of some sort.
Okay. I like Greek yogurt. Just going to throw that out there.
That one's good. Kefir is better.
Kefir.
It's like a drinkable.
I know it is.
But it's better because it's the lower sugar content.
Listen, I'm all about trying new things, and I try them right here. But I've had kefir when I lived in London. Uh-huh. It was like kefir was everywhere. Mm. And so, you know, you tried it and I know everybody kept saying it's so good for you. I was like, listen, you could probably tell me that would cure all my ailments and I probably wouldn't drink it because I'm that stubborn with the taste. But I do like that. I like layering when it comes to a healthy diet and lifestyle. Okay, so back to the DASH, which isn't like Mrs. DASH, the seasoning, because that's filled with sodium, right?
Yes,
so let's talk about the DASH diet mixed with a Mediterranean diet and things for people to look for.
Yeah. So DASH diet, again, it focuses on a lot of fruits and vegetables in your diet, and you're getting away from added sodium and then red meats.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Stay away from those red meats.
The red meat is going to be the hard part for me to get away from. Oh, is it?
You're a red meat eater.
I'm a carnivore.
Okay. So John is a red meat eater. What about you, Dr. Reed?
Not really.
No? What about, are you a chicken?
Fish, chicken.
Yes, I'm a fish.
I eat a lot of that too.
Well, I mean, you live on the Gulf Coast, so you got to eat some seafood, right?
Yes, I'm all about the seafood. Seafood. I want to eat the food. It's so good. We have a couple questions coming in. 850-437-1620. Go ahead and add a couple more. We'd love to hear from you. It's about 9:20 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Amy Reed is here to answer any questions when it comes to VIP care or health care in general, and also John Wagner from Community Insurance Partners. Hey, I do want to go ahead and before I go ahead and share this question that we have, what is the number to call with VIP care if somebody would like to talk to somebody directly?
Okay, so the number to call is 850-517-4646.
4646. Okay. And hey, actually, this is a really good question. What is the difference between Alzheimer's and regular dementia?
They're two sides of the same coin. So truly the only way to diagnose Alzheimer's dementia is with a brain biopsy. It's the most common kind of dementia. So we say dementia, but most of the time it's because of Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. It's such a heart-wrenching
So you diagnose
disease.
Yeah.
Both. It's across the board.
Yeah. So you're diagnosing based on symptoms and like constellation of symptoms. And you rule out all the organic causes that could like masquerade as dementia. So thyroid disorder, certain infections, also vitamin deficiencies, even something as simple as major depression. We have, it can mimic dementia and we call it pseudodementia. But the biggest difference from a dementia patient versus someone with major depression with pseudodementia is that the person with major depression, pseudodementia, they know that they're forgetting. They they're recognizing that deficiency, and they're the ones that are initiating those conversations, as opposed to patients that have dementia. It's usually the spouse, the family members, and they're like, hey, we're concerned because, you know, grandpa forgot to turn off the stove, or grandma got lost coming home from bingo one night.
Wow.
And and brain biopsy, no, it is not done in a living person. So, like I said, we diagnose based on a constellation of symptoms, but truly the only way to find out how is to do that brain biopsy. But we, like I said, we rule out the organic causes, treat those if they're there, and then if it's not any of those offenders, then you treat for Alzheimer's dementia.
Okay. Wow. So, and you mentioned a lack of vitamins too, that could possibly show signs of possibly being Alzheimer's or similar to it and not actually Alzheimer's or dementia.
Yeah. So when you're talking about brain chemistry, there are vitamins that are integral to creating and maintaining myelin sheaths, and B12, folate are two of the biggest ones. Also choline. So if you're not getting those in your diet, it can present itself, manifest as dementia.
Wow. I learned about choline last year.
Oh, yeah?
During when we were staying at home for a little while, right? And I read a lot more, just trying to get my health a lot better. And I was like, what is this? What is this word that nobody told us about that is so vital for your overall health, your heart health, your brain health, your organs, your liver, your muscle, your recovery. I was like, I am kind of angry that I sat in so many anatomy classes and science classes and health classes, and all you hear CD, zinc, vitamin A, you know, you hear all those letters, but there are other ones too that matter as well. And choline, you can get that from eggs, right?
Yep.
You can get it eating eggs, which have been totally demonized.
Yeah. So everyone's like, well, you can't eat the yolk. You can only eat the white, but there's things in the yolk that are very important to health. So it's actually the whole egg. The reason why we were saying eggs aren't healthy is because there is a possible connection with high cholesterol, but studies have shown over the past two decades that egg consumption is healthy and it doesn't lead to increases in your cholesterol levels, at least not nothing that's significant.
Okay. Yeah. And you always tell us like everything in moderation, mm-hmm. right? So if you're going to go ahead and eat like a dozen eggs a day, we might have an issue.
Yep.
I'm going to just say your tummy might not be happy.
What about half a dozen?
Well, and I'm also going to tell you like the raw eggs, you can get into trouble that way because it'll
like
leach away
cookie
your
dough.
No,
well,
oh, sure.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I guess. I was thinking about like Rocky, you know, for he used to down like, what was it? Six or 12 eggs in the morning, right before exercising. So it can actually leach away, like it binds to B12, and that's one way that you can get deficient is by eating raw eggs.
Oh boy.
Why not raw? I boil them.
Okay. Yeah. Boiled eggs. So your house smells so delicious.
Yeah, right.
I do six in the morning and I only eat two of the yolks.
Wait, you're being for real?
I am being for real, yeah.
That's awesome.
That should be fine, though, because then it's two whole eggs and then the rest is egg white.
It's a lot of protein.
That's a lot of protein, but it's healthy protein.
Yeah.
It's healthy protein. It's good protein.
No, that's really good. I love hard-boiled eggs with salt and pepper. It's like my absolute favorite. Maybe
mustard.
A little bit of dill. Okay.
Mustard.
Oh,
yeah,
I've tried mustard.
Yeah, it's really good.
Really?
I do pepper, but not the salt.
I think it's like a northern thing, like because we used to do it in Chicago all the time, is you just put like regular prepared yellow mustard on your
hard-boiled eggs. Is that like people who do like mayonnaise on french fries?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Like what is it? Canada?
Kind of
I don't know.
Canada. I like my french fries dipped in honey.
Ranch. That's what I like.
Ranch. Yep. Dry ranch dipping sauce is actually what I do. I'll just put the rub out there on the french fries. Listen, we're all going off.
Sorry, my fault.
Listen, we're eating eggs and french fries. Healthy baked french fries are not bad either. Mm-hmm. In fact, I haven't seen you, I don't think, or have I seen you since I had COVID? But
I don't know.
One of the biggest things I started craving when I had COVID was potatoes. It was like I couldn't eat enough potatoes. And so I started looking up, and then I realized when I talked to my doctor, my iron levels were really low.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't really eating much at all. So they were like, okay, well, let's get you on like some iron supplements. Yeah. And I started feeling a lot better, but I mean, I still won't turn down a potato, but there's different things your body tells you that you need. Mm-hmm. And there's different foods that will help you possibly prevent, I'll go ahead and say it like that, mm-hmm. Different sicknesses, ailments, and diseases later on in life.
Yeah, so when you're talking about diet, it really is a cornerstone of your health, because that's going to set the foundation for if it's healthy, lower fat, mm-hmm. Lower in fat and calories, you're going to be more easily able to maintain a normal weight or get to a normal weight. So there's mm-hmm. one. And then the macro and micronutrients that you need, your body needs, you're going to get that in your diet. You're not going to, you're not eating a healthful diet if it's all processed, packaged fast foods, you know? So when I counsel my patients, it's, you need to shop the periphery of the grocery store. So think the fruits, the veg, the dairy, the fish, the meats. You stay out of the aisles because that's where everything is shelf stable, and you know, boxes, bags, cans, and the drive through. Those foods aren't healthy.
Right.
Yeah. So even if they are health foods, they're not healthy.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you're talking about food, real food doesn't have ingredients. Real food is ingredients.
Mm. Mm. Oh, that should be a t-shirt.
Yeah,
that
I know.
That should be a t-shirt.
I think it's, I stole it. Jamie Oliver, he's one of like those cooks.
I love that guy.
Yeah, so he's a champion for healthy food, and especially in elementary school, high school, middle schools. Because if you think about all those foods that are prepared in the cafeteria, they're all from boxes, bags, cans, anything that's mass produced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's... Trust me, there's a lot of different things where I'm like, is this really healthy in what we're feeding our kids every single day, especially the kids who don't get nutrients at home? It blows my mind.
Yeah, and if you look at food that is prepared in other countries, like think Spain and France and Italy. Like I was in the Navy, so I have a lot of friends got stationed over there. So in France, you would have a 3-course meal, and it's all fresh. So children would get like their a salad, like a Niçoise salad, and then mm-hmm. they would have some sort of bread product or pastry or something like that, and then to finish like a fruit or veg. Like mm-hmm. it's very different, you know.
It's very different.
So it's more fresh foods over prepared foods, and a variety over same old.
I'm all for that. Hey, I'm all for that. I've even seen in Japan where they teach the kids how to cook their own food in the school that they are actually going to eat, so they can see where food actually comes from. And I think that's a lot of it, is that we like ease. It's a lot easier to just grab the center aisles and head out. And I'm totally guilty of it. So totally guilty.
My friend, she was stationed over in Japan, and she had a baby. And for whatever reason, she was a little bit more complicated than what the Naval Hospital could handle. So she delivered in a community, Japanese wow. community hospital. And she would post pictures of the food that she was eating. And it was these amazing, like, bentos of... like various food, like there's the pickles, there's the fish, like it was amazing.
Listen, but sign me up for that.
Diet and health.
diet
and health. Like weird gelatin.
Oh, those forms are okay too.
At hospitals here.
Yeah, no, it's different.
Once in a while. Hey, go online, getvipcare.com. Tune in next Monday at 9 a.m. We'll be joined again by our friends from VIP Care. Hey, stay tuned. We got more coming up.